So, you have a new project for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So, you know how Star Wars is a thing?
I sure do. That thing was super popular. So, you want to talk about potentially making the best sequel of all time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, maybe eventually. But for now, I think we need to capitalize with a TV special.
Oh, keep the Star Wars brand at the top of people's minds. I like the way you think.
Yeah, so Han is trying to get Chewie back to his family to celebrate Life Day.
What's Life Day?
A thing.
Oh, things are tight.
So, then we're gonna see Chewie's family, and that's where we're gonna spend, you know, most of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna meet his dad, Itchy, his wife, Mala, and even his son, Lumpy.
Oh, a young Wookiee, what's he like?
Oh, Lumpy's amazing. He looks just like a little Chewbacca, but if he wanted to eat your bone marrow.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, Mala's gonna be like, and Itchy's gonna be like,
what?
And then Lumpy, let me tell you, Lumpy's gonna be like,
I don't understand.
And then, of course, Itchy doesn't like that, so Itchy's like,
so are we gonna have subtitles, or what's going on?
No, no subtitles. So then Mala's like,
okay, this is going on for a while.
Oh yeah, it's gonna take a ton of time. Just Wookiees screaming at each other.
Wow.
So then Lumpy's gonna turn on a hologram thing and check out some little acrobats.
Okay.
For, you know, quite some time. They're just gonna kinda do stuff, and he's gonna watch and clap.
Okay,
and that's gonna happen because...
Oh, actually, I meant that more as a question.
Well, this is gonna be like a variety show, you know? So I'm gonna fill it with a variety of things that each go on for longer than you'd expect.
Oh, it's a variety show. Okay, so like a bunch of entertaining things strung together.
Exactly, it's a bunch of things strung together.
How come you didn't repeat the word entertaining?
Anyway, so Chewbacca's family are gonna have a video chat with Luke Skywalker.
Oh, he was in the movie. I love him.
He sure was, sir.
Wow, 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 wow.
So they're gonna ask him if he knows where Chewbacca is, and he's gonna try to break the record for the longest time gone without blinking.
Oh, that sounds very unsettling.
Oh, it will be. He's gonna ask Mala to give him a little smile.
Well, it'll be interesting to have him join the movie and try to help find Chewie.
Oh, no, this is pretty much his only involvement. He's gonna be like, Chewie's stuck in traffic, probably.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
So anyway, Chewbacca's wife also has to make dinner, so she watches a cooking show.
So this thing is basically incomprehensible Wookiees watching things on various screens around their house.
Now you're getting it. So Mala watches this show, and let me tell you, it's hilarious.
Oh, how so?
Well, I figure we could take a man and dress him as a woman.
Okay. So, you know, that's gonna go on for some time.
Right, but what's the hilarious part?
Well, I told you, there's a man dressed as a woman.
Oh, that's it. Okay, I just thought there might be, you know, anything else, but that's it.
Yeah, then they're also gonna watch a live stream of a man at a trading post.
Weird that they have access to that through their home.
Yeah, super weird. And later, he's gonna come to their house.
Oh, what for?
Well, he's gonna give this virtual reality thing to Chewbacca's dad, and let me tell you, it's of a sensitive nature.
What are you talking about?
Well, Chewbacca's dad starts watching it, and there's a seductive lady on there.
Uh-oh.
She's gonna look at him all suggestive and stuff and be like, I am your fantasy. Over and over again, and he's just freaking out in his chair. He's loving it so much.
Oh, I'm extremely uncomfortable.
And she's like, I'm your pleasure. And she starts to sing.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I figure people deserve some answers, you know?
Some answers? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Star Wars was great, but the whole time I was watching, I was just like, well, okay, but what are Chewbacca's father's fantasies, though?
Yeah, I feel like you might be alone in that.
Oh, I'm definitely not, because I ranted about this to a lot of people, and let me tell you, they looked very uncomfortable.
Right, yeah.
I'm assuming, because they want to know as bad as I do.
So we're saying that this fantasy is a space lady in a kaleidoscope singing about making a moment last forever.
Well, you certainly are accomplishing that last part.
Thank you.
So what else happens?
Well, some Imperial bad guys are gonna come over looking for rebels.
Oh, now it's getting interesting.
And that market guy is gonna show them a music video.
Okay.
I was thinking we could get Jefferson Starship to perform an entire song.
Oh, they have Starship in their name. That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
So they show them this music video as a way to distract them, or...
No, just to show them.
Oh, okay.
And then the little Wookiee's gonna watch a full tutorial for a thing that doesn't exist.
I suppose that may as well happen.
It will. And then he's also gonna watch a 10-minute cartoon about the rebels.
He watches a cartoon about rebels while stormtroopers are in his house looking for rebels.
That's right.
Well, okay then. So what's the cartoon like?
It's like someone watched Star Wars once months ago and then tried to draw it from memory.
Wow.
And then we're gonna give the fans what they've all been waiting for.
Is it more Wookiee fantasies?
Well, no, of course not. That's already settled.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I figure we could get Bea Arthur to perform a super long song in the cantina about how the bar is gonna close down.
Does that have anything to do with Chewbacca getting home for the holidays?
No, sir, it doesn't. But then finally, the bad guys are gonna leave Chewie's house, but they're gonna leave one stormtrooper behind.
Okay.
And that's when Han and Chewie finally come back, but they have to deal with this bad guy.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Han tricks him into falling through a super fragile railing down to his death.
Wow, did we establish that the railing was weak early on in the movie or something?
Nope,
actually, we established that it's so strong a Wookiee can walk on it.
Oh, so the complete opposite, okay.
Yeah.
So how does this thing end?
Well, then Chewbacca reconnects with his family, and he does what I guess the Wookiee equivalent is of making out with his wife.
Okay, well that's gross, but it will be nice to see them spend some time at home for the holidays.
And then they all light up some lanterns and teleport into space.
Oh my god.
And then they walk towards a portal of light wearing these robes, and they emerge at the Tree of Life.
I thought I finally had a grasp on this thing.
Well, to be honest, sir, I think this whole thing's gonna be a lot more enjoyable for people that are, you know, not all there as they're watching it.
Oh!
Yeah, now you're getting it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all there, like amputees.
No, like people that are under the influence.
Right, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
So anyway, then all the heroes are there and Princess Leia sings a song.
Princess Leia sings?
Yeah, she basically adds some lyrics to the Star Wars theme song.
So the Star Wars theme song exists within the Star Wars universe? Like the characters know the theme song?
I guess they do.
If you say so.
So what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure how people are gonna react to this.
Oh, really?
But on the bright side, if they don't like it, we can just pretend like it never happened, never reference it again.
Yikes, okay, that sounds a little intense.
Well, no, I mean, we can reference it eventually.
Oh, okay, good.
Like in 40 years or something.
What?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Guess what? Disney Plus is an awesome new thing. And if you like watching Marvel movies, that is where those live now. They moved in. They're getting settled in there. So if you want to rewatch some of your favorite Marvel stuff, you can hit the link down below. Because that link gets you a free trial of Disney Plus. So enjoy that, and thanks again for watching this pitch. And check back soon for a new one. Bye!